This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Fire Chief Dave Ives is here with us to let us know about the current fire ban on Cortez Island. Dave, what is the current fire ban?
Currently, the Coastal Forest Protection Area, BC Wildfire Services, has issued a full open fire ban, which means, of course, no burning piles or burning barrels or campfires. Essentially, anything with an open flame that is not in a engineered CSA-approved or ULC-approved appliance is not preventable at this time.
Okay, what about propane-fueled campfires?
Properly maintained, monitored, and engineered, a propane fire pit is acceptable, as are propane barbecues, propane patio heaters, and cat barbecues in freshly manufactured and certified barbecue.
Okay. What about chainsaws? I've heard mixed things about using chainsaws during a fire.
Currently, there's no ban on any off-highway vehicle use or small motor use. Just make sure that when you're refueling in an area that is non-combustible, such as gravel or clay, if you have the ATV or something, make sure the spark arresters are in place, and always be careful of where your exhaust is at. If it's in that finer, browner, flashy fuel, that can be a fire risk. But there is no restriction that I'm aware of at this time restricting any activities in the forest protection area other than fires themselves.
Great. Do you have any suggestions for alternative activities to sitting around a fire this time of year?
With the temperatures as they are, go to the beach, enjoy the water, and it's not going to be long before we'll be back in the rain and the hum and the glum and pining for next year's summer. In the evening, as we mentioned, the propane fire pits are a great alternative. Still gives you most of the ambiance of a fire with none of the sparks or fire brands that we're afraid of this time of year. Good old-fashioned patio party, nothing wrong with that. Just to make sure we're being respectful of neighbors.
Great. Thank you so much, Dave. And is there anything else you would like to add about what's happening with the fire department?
As always, I'd like to thank the radio station for keeping Cortesians up to date. And remind everyone that we are in the final throes of our recruiting program. It's been 3 years since there's been a strong recruiting drive made. COVID has taken its toll on our membership as far as attrition goes. Pretty much everybody has heard the word that we're recruiting and looking for people all the time right now. But it's time to sign up and make the commitment. Tuesday nights and one Thursday a month for the casual program. Tuesday nights and Thursday nights for the free college education program. It's up to the volunteers which they want to take. Deadline is September 1st.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.